My guest at this time is Jackie Walorski. She's the Republican nominee in Indiana's 2nd Congressional District. That is a seat that is open right now because the current congressman, Democrat Joe Donnelly, is the Democratic Senate nominee. So one of the most competitive races every year, regardless of whether there is an incumbent, will certainly be competitive in the Hoosier State this year. And Jackie, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you very much, Greg. Appreciate the opportunity.
Well, as I mentioned, it's been the seat's been held by a Democrat, Joe Donnelly, for a few terms now. What about his years in Congress, and what about the Democratic agenda makes you tell the voters in that district it's time for a Republican in that seat?
Well, you know, it's interesting. There does not seem to be a five-alarm fire in Washington, as there is in the northern portion of Indiana. Hoosiers are very common-sense folk, and we've done a phenomenal job in my tenure in the legislature with the addition of our governor, Governor Mitch Daniels, to take our state from the bottom of the barrel, from deficits to surpluses. And in about 6 or 7 years, we've become the largest job creation state, second only to Texas in the entire country, and we have a AAA bond rating as well. I think what people in Indiana have seen is what a lot of Americans have seen, which is, you know, the problems that are out there are not insurmountable. It just takes people who are willing to sit down and come up with these solutions and, you know, work with folks and get this stuff passed. And I think that, you know, all the rhetoric and the things that we're hearing, you know, out there in the field right now, people are pretty much fed up with listening to the political rhetoric. They want people who will be an independent voice for them, who will come to the table and create the opportunity for private sector to hire and get the regulations off their back. You know, keep a fair field when it comes to, you know, incentivizing low taxes and the things like we've done in Indiana. So our message, and my message for sure, Greg, on what we've been able to do in our state and use that as a model for the federal level has been resonating with voters.
One of the biggest issues, of course, in this campaign season, certainly facing our nation right now, is the amount of debt we have accrued. If we haven't hit $16 trillion, we're about to do it any day now. And so what would be your approach to tackling this mountain of red ink that we keep seeing go higher and higher?
You know, when you look at these things like debt, this is no time for the weary, and this is no time to run from these mountains that have accumulated in our country. I think that, you know, one of the things that we can certainly do is you know, come across the aisle and find Republicans and Democrats alike that are willing to stand up on behalf of the American people and, you know, provide, even if it's small, a mandatory debt reducer and put it on a balanced budget bill and require folks to stand with an up-down vote and say, yes, we are going to ratchet back this debt. We're not going to, you know, fool each other by talking about freezing or expanding and raising. We are going to cut this thing back. That's exactly what the American people want, and that's exactly what they're ready for.
Might be hard to put yourself in this situation since you weren't actually there. But last summer, of course, there was a big showdown over raising the debt ceiling. The cut, cap, and balance bill was very popular. But ultimately, the Republicans compromised with the Democrats on something that didn't go that far. Those who supported Speaker John Boehner said it had to be done because there had to be a responsible approach to not allow defaults. Others say that he gave way too much ground, ended up with the sequestration that now threatens our armed forces spending. So where would you have been in that debate last year?
When I do have the opportunity, if I'm given the opportunity to ever have that opportunity in front of me, I will never vote to increase the debt in this nation. And I think that we're fooling ourselves if we were going to say that we can actually freeze it. You can't freeze debt. The inertia is so powerful. It continues to move it forward. What you can do, which I think needs to happen, is we need to have an honest bill that has a mandatory debt reducer on it that says, you know, even if it's 1% or 2%, that we're keeping our word with the American people and that we're actually moving something back. And those are bold, courageous votes that people in this nation are going to have to think about and at some point take. But I think that when you do right for the sake of right for the American people, they stand with you. And that's what I'm hearing in this district.
So not to put words in your mouth, I just want to be clear. You're saying you're a vote against any future debt ceiling hikes.
Yes.
On to the president's health care plan now, critics of it, which I know you are, they lost at the Supreme Court. And so now it turns to see what the election results may be this year. If, in fact, Republicans hold the House, win the White House, take the Senate, which is a lot to accomplish. But if you can do that, how high should this be on the legislative agenda?
Couldn't be quick enough for me. I'm going to stand on the side of vocally and visibly supporting the entire repeal of Obamacare. And for several reasons, and one is that it raises taxes on Americans. It hurts senior citizens. And, you know, one of the things we've been hearing just fast and furiously the last couple of weeks is that it robs over $700 billion from Medicare to pay for the Obamacare program. And I can tell you that we can't in the 2nd District in Indiana. We cannot stand by and allow anybody to vote for tax increases on the middle class. You know, we have several manufacturing niches in this district, and one of them is the orthopedic industry for senior citizens for the replacement parts for people. And when you look at the medical device tax, that insidious tax that literally decimates an industry that we should be incentivizing because it's a niche market, since we haven't reached the ultimate climax of the baby boomer generation, we have a market that should be employing people for 20 or 30 years in this state that is literally trying to survive. And it's not the competition from the industry that's making this thing suffer. It's fighting the government over allowing a niche market to thrive with these orthopedic manufactured pieces. We had a meeting just a couple of weeks ago where our CEOs of these leading manufacturers around the country said within 5 years, the medical device tax will force these companies into foreign countries to be producing what's really high quality, high class, and pieces, but also high tech paying jobs. So for us, you know, you're looking at a tens of thousands of job killer with that medical device tax that I think is just purely insidious.
Jackie, last question. You've told us why you believe you should be elected to Congress. Why is Brendan Mullen, the Democratic nominee, worst choice for the voters in your district?
I would tell you, first and foremost, he doesn't live here. He does not from here. He's a Washington insider, and they recruited him to run for Congress. He's received somewhere around $14,000 from Nancy Pelosi. And I think the people in this district, when they see that kind of attitude of coming in to buy a seat, and when you don't have the common sense Hoosier values and a record to prove it, then they look very unkindly at that. And I think that's, you know, half the problem. The other part of the problem is he vocally and visibly supports Obamacare and is standing with the president on Obamacare. And the differences between him and I are quite vast. And just by the fact that I was born here, live here, represented here, and I'm still here, and actually own a house, is quite different.
Well, certainly a race we'll be watching on the House side on a very busy election night. Jackie, thank you very much for your time today. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Greg.
Jackie Walorski is the Republican nominee for Congress in Indiana's 2nd Congressional District. It's an open seat since Democratic Congressman Joe Donnelly is running for the U.S. Senate. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.